Unit 1. Script 1 to Test 1. Listen to what five people say and do the task in your book. Speaker 1.
My name is Robert Winston. I'm 50. When I was at school, science was taught by demonstration. For biology, we went out on field trips looking at botany. For physics and chemistry, we did many experiments, which health and safety now do not allow. In my first chemistry lesson, there was an explosion in the laboratory, filling it with smoke. It was a complete surprise and a great demonstration. It is very sad that it couldn't be done today. Science now is taught in theory.
Speaker 2. I'm Kathy Sykes. Much of my school science was hard to understand. It seemed a mass of facts we needed to learn, discovered by people long dead. An amazing physics teacher changed all that. He explained that physics was about models of the world. He said much of what we'd learnt wasn't quite true. Things were simplified. When a model stopped working, it should be replaced by a new one. For me, it opened up space for creativity. It became clear that science was a place of discovery, not dead or dull facts. Speaker 3.
I'm Steve Jones. I went to grammar school and we learned maths, physics and chemistry mostly from dry and boring texts. And although I still remember how to make ammonia from hydrogen and nitrogen, nobody ever explained to me why I need to know it and where it fits into science. Because of one excellent teacher, biology was better. But I got my enthusiasm for the subject not from school, but from books.
Speaker 4.
My name is Trevor Bayliss. When I was at school, we did a lot of experiments. At the age of 14, I made my first diesel engine, much to my parents' surprise. We learned about telephones using wire-linked headphones in different rooms. The memories I have of science classes include smoke, poisonous gases, and the occasional explosion. We made our own fireworks at school for Guy Fawkes Night, using magnesium and bangers. I have nothing but admiration for the teachers who led us along and made science so enjoyable.
Speaker 5.
I'm Agatha McKenzie. I was always bad at science at school. There always seemed to be much effort involved in learning formulas or diagrams. The rotten egg smell going down the corridor once a year was the only exciting thing about science in school. I'm much more interested in it now than I was then. I have begun to realize the importance of science, just in small things like washing your hands. Teaching science at school can be made more interesting and relevant by taking it out of the classroom.